during the night. Some people came to his house, and at the doorstep of his house, they ripped up paving slabs, and there was flower pots and stuff there thrown around the place, and then they went round the back of the house, and there was a gate at the back of the house, which tried to damage the gate as well. And the damage really to the house wasn't that much. We fixed it up yesterday for him. The damage really wasn't that great, but he's been left very badly traumatised by it. And this person is as a pensioner and actually and not in good health at all at the minute, you know. And it has left him in a bad place, you know. He's very nervous staying there on his own at night, you know, and he's scared these people might come back again, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, he can be somewhat reassured that he's got wonderful neighbours around him that came and undid the damage that was done. But of course, like any of us, we would be wondering, well, why my house? Are they going to come back? Am I being targeted? You know, all those type of things would be going through your head, and I can understand how he'd feel nervous on his own there now.
Yeah, well, I don't think really that they were targeting him, you know, because the house was on the main street there going through Kilmacrenan, and me personally, I think it was probably maybe possibly some people done it maybe just for a bit of a laugh or didn't think it was, you know, the damage they done wasn't that great, but they probably, you know, maybe if it was young people, they don't understand the effect it can have on older people, you know, living alone. And but it has had a really big effect on this person, you know. When I talked to this person yesterday, they were really in a bad place, you know, and really concerned and worried about not sleeping, you know, and actually not sleeping. Sitting in the house in the dark with just to see if anybody else would come again, you know. So it can, you know, the damage, the material damage to the house is easily fixed. It's just what the damage to the person psychologically is the most worrying part of it, you know.
And the worst of it is, Dennis, you know, the people who did this maybe aren't listening to us, but secondly, they probably don't even consider the consequences of their actions, that what for them might seem, I don't know where they derive fun from it, but what they seem might, they just think it's a bit of horseplay or something, but they don't realise that this has had a really strong impact on a person.
Yeah, I would say you're exactly right there, Greg. And, you know, probably as they did realise, I'm sure, you know, there's, you know, I'm not out to, you know, to demonise these people, but I'm sure as they realise, you know, that the effect that they have on people, especially when somebody is old and they're on ill health, you know. I'm sure, you know, but, you know, I suppose really as well, we all should be looking out for our neighbours, especially our elderly neighbours at this time, you know. And you know, our world is changing, and there's a lot of more people around, and I think it's a time to be extra vigilant with our elderly neighbours and watch out for them. And
that's a fair point too, and one that's not discussed. It's not necessarily to say whatever change is happening is bad or good. That's maybe a conversation for another day, but it's going to affect different people in different ways, isn't it? And how, you know, in terms of, you know, some people, especially if you're an older person, change is not nice, you know. It's I'm not saying that's the same for all older people, don't get me wrong, but for some, you know, they see a lot of change, and it can be quite worrying for them.
Absolutely. So I think it's more important now than ever that maybe we call on our elder neighbours and just let them know that we're around and that we care, and we realise that, you know, that they do feel vulnerable, and just to reassure them that we're keeping an eye out there, you know. And if we see anything, strange activity around the place, or people hanging around, or strange vehicles or whatever, that we're aware that, you know, something mightn't be right, and that maybe just to you know, if we see something suspicious, maybe report it to the garage or whatever.
All right, OK. Listen, Dennis, fair play to you and the neighbours for rallying round and getting the damage repaired quickly. But as you say, the real damage that's going to be more difficult to repair is the emotional damage. But we hope this person feels the warmth of the community and the safety of it and is feeling better sooner rather than later, Dennis.